Rennie Ray.
I was born ready.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Oh boy!
Get used to disappointment.
There were so many people there.
With a K?
I swear I must have been staring.
At who?
Everyone. Anyone.
No, I said at who? Which one? There were lots of who's there.
A 10. There were a bunch of 4s. There were gender bending doctors there.
I think I saw a 7 or a 5. I think it was a 5. I can't remember.
They're all 10s in my book.
They were 10s, yes.
Yes, there were actual 10s, but oh my gosh, what a day.
It has been a busy day. Yeah.
I don't even really know where to begin.
Well, you could say who you are, who we are.
Who are we?
We are the Midnight Movie Night.
With a K.
2 idiots with microphones bringing you a Not Safe for Work.
Weekly Not Safe for Work.
Weekly Not Safe for Work.
Dose of verbal diarrhea?
Yeah, that.
About what?
About
what's
life,
it about?
Pop culture, and most importantly, movies.
I think we're going to be a little heavier on the pop culture on this one.
Yeah.
It's just something tells me about that.
Yeah. And I did tweet that we were going
when to. When are we?
When? Oh, this is Saturday, March. No, this is April the. Damn, what day is it? 4th?
It's WonderCon 2015. Who knows? Who knows what day it is anymore?
Saturday, April the 4th.
We went to a fan convention today.
Oh, you know what tomorrow is? It's April the 5th.
It is April the 5th.
Yeah. First contact day.
Indeed.
Anyway, we went to WonderCon.
Yes, we did. WonderCon 2015.
Your first one?
First Comic-Con, yes. I've been to a fan convention before, but this is...
I never have. Well,
this was something completely different. I had been to D23 before, and actually met a wonderful young woman who is now
a D23?
a dear friend at D23, and I went to the Hollywood Bowl with her last year. Anyway, hi Joe, if you ever hear this, hi Joe, and Joe's friends and family, if you ever hear this, I still remember the Hollywood Bowl very, very fondly.
What's the D23?
Disney.
Oh, no wonder I don't know it.
Yeah, it's the Disney fan club.
Yeah. All right.
I told you I'm a Disney dork.
I know. I know. Oh, if you
did
contact-
I start the recording? Oh my gosh. I am so freaking overwhelmed right now.
All right, make sure you got that going. I'll let everyone know that they can contact us at. We're on Twitter if you want to contact us.
We're on Twitter?
Or interact.
Really? Where?
At Movie Nights Pod.
Cool.
On the Twitters.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just kind of speechless. And I'll get to that later. Exactly why you are. It was the most... Okay, yeah, I'll talk about that later. I told you I was going to bring it up whenever you least expected it.
Well, I kind of always expect it now.
No, I'll just bring it up. You'll be talking about something. I'll just, boom, right there.
I really think I was staring at people at points.
Everyone was staring at everyone. There were so many people in costumes. I was expecting it, but actually seeing it, that was what kind of threw me.
I knew who so many of them were, but then some of them, I would just look at them and nothing. Wouldn't even know where to begin.
What do you mean? Where they were from? Or
yeah.
I think I knew who most of them were.
Well, the look at book. You.
I'm a little nerdy, too. Geeky. I know some comic book things.
And stuff,
yeah. I know stuffs.
Okay, first of all, I was flat out worried about this episode.
Why?
Just because today was extraordinarily overwhelming. It really all started to hit home just how much there was to see when you lit up like a child on Christmas Day at the Hot Wheels booth that we went into.
Why? When did that happen? I don't remember lighting up at the...
Oh, yeah, because you were looking at the Batmobile. Oh. From Batman Returns?
Yeah. I was actually looking for
pre-destruction.
Yeah. I was looking for an 89, but they didn't.
Oh, yeah, that would have been awesome.
I didn't realize that lit up looking at the Hot Wheels.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You weren't there when I saw the TARDIS. I was like, TARDIS. I took pictures of it. I don't know if I tweeted it. I tweeted a few things out.
That's what I didn't do. I didn't tweet or anything. It
was kind of difficult to keep up with Twitter. I had to look at it like every hour. I couldn't keep up with it because I would get run over by people if I stopped.
I wasn't looking at my phone at all, except for just a few.
The times I disappeared?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Oh, no, Kitty's gone. Where's Kitty?
Well,
left my brother...
Yeah, I was going to come back, and I never saw him again when we walked in. I never saw him again after that.
I got a text. Well, I was hanging out with him for a while, but then we got separated, and I got a text from him saying that he was going to take off soon because he had a birthday party to go to tonight.
I saw something shiny right off the bat, I think. And
yeah,
I was
you
gone.
Were gone.
I said, I'll be right back.
Didn't see you for like an hour later.
Yeah.
But I was walking around seeing a lot of cool stuff. Oh, my gosh. I met, I think there are a couple. Actually,
there's two people in the picture.
There'd
be a couple of people in the picture. You could say that.
There's a couple of people in the picture that I'm looking at right now. But they're both artists. They do NB Comics. And they have this show called Drink and Draw with Josh and Kate.
It sounds cool.
Basically, what they do is they drink and they take suggestions of stuff to draw, and they draw it live on their show.
Oh, that's cool.
How freaking awesome is that?
I've done that before. I haven't done it on the internet or on YouTube or anything, but I have had a few drinks and put pencil to paper.
Yeah, so they're the same ones who Josh drew the Baymax and... Tadashi.
Oh.
Where Baymax is, you know, ba la 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 la. And then Kate ended up, she drew the Dancing Baby Groot and the Rocketeer. And I got three of their prints.
I like the Rocketeer.
Yeah, isn't it so cute?
Yeah.
We'll have to tweet a photo of it.
Yeah, you can do that later.
Yeah, it's like, oh look, she's I can see on her car she's at Keel Hall Kate, KeelHaulKate. Wow, and let's see, is Josh on Twitter? Look, yep, not Naughty underscore bicycle.
What? Naughty bicycle?
Yeah, naughty bicycle.
Cool.
Oh.
I missed that. Yeah, I did miss when you got that. That was at the point I was already gone. See, that was the thing. I saw one shiny thing, and then I saw another one and another one, and the next thing I knew, I was on the other side of the convention.
Yeah, you were. I was still in B, and then you started, like, when you sent me a picture of the TARDIS.
I was over in D section.
Yeah, you were completely on the other side of the hall. It was insane. Took me a while to find you too.
Like I said, I saw one thing, and that just led to the other side. Right before I saw the TARDIS, I saw this booth that had nothing but customized lightsabers that you could actually fight with. And so, yeah, I saw these shining lightsabers, and I had to go see them. They varied in price, but they were awesome looking. You know, they had different handles. One of them had a handle that looked like what's Lionel's sword? It had the Thundercat symbol on it and everything. I thought that was awesome.
Wow.
Thundercat. Then they did have a lightsaber with the you know, like you've seen in the Force Awakens trailer with the hilt that has the two, you know, the two sides that come out of it. That was, it was all right. But just some of those handles were kind of neat. If I'd have had the dough to drop on them, I would have gotten one. But,
yeah, indeed.
So many people. Yeah, you dare not stop. That's why I didn't look at Twitter all that much. Just every once in a while to catch up on what, because I was following the con, you know, their WonderCon, you know, at WonderCon, and just a couple of other people.
Oh my God, this is so freaking awesome. I got to meet Greg Pak. He is he's the man behind Code Monkey Save World. It's based on Jonathan Coulton's Code Monkey. And if you don't know what that is,
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting.
Basically,
boring manager Rob.
When I first heard this song, I completely fell in love with it because, well, I'm a software developer by trade. And so I just completely and totally fell in love with this. It's by Jonathan Coulton. He is an excellent musician, former software developer, and it really informed it informed his music. He's a giant geek. It's great. I gotta stop playing this, but I don't see the actual player controls. It's gonna start over. Lovely. It's just very, very a Code Monkey, very awesome song by Jonathan Coulton. I love it so much. The technical title or job position that I hold is senior software architect. But if you see my business card, it actually says, and this is my official title everywhere, it's Alpha Code Monkey. Here. You can see it on the business. Yeah, it's actually on the business card.
It's an actual business card. I mean, it's professional looking and everything, and you've got Alpha Code Monkey under your name.
My title is Alpha Code Monkey. That's how much this means to me. And so it was really great. Just talking to Greg Pak, he said that he actually saw me.
Yeah, I thought you were going to break your neck.
From across the convention floor. And he saw my he saw the moment when my eyes zeroed in and
he said gutter.
Yeah, he basically acknowledged that he saw my reaction and it meant something. So
cha-ching.
Basically, yes. I think that's pretty much what he said. And he's like, yeah, I saw your reaction. I was like, ah, I'm gonna sell a book. Because I have read it, and I just lost my
yeah, you got, he signed it, and he
it's not just his signature. John, he had one that's also signed by Jonathan Coulton.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. I think that was the last one he had.
Yeah, yeah, it's the last that's signed by both. So I'm just so excited and thumbing through it, and it's just, oh, I can't wait to reread this. Well, I've only read the first issue. This is the trade paperback. It's I think it was 4 issues.
I've never read it. That looks cool.
It was excellent. Like, well, yeah, like I said, the first issue. And then he also gave me a signed poster. So it's just very, very cool. It was such an awesome experience.
The whole thing was definitely a lot to take in.
I think it was too much.
I don't really like crowds or people much, and that I was kind of dreading going, you know, because I always hear about conventions being crowded and you can hardly move around. And if you get in the stream, the flow of people, yeah, you don't want to stop or, you know, kind of jump in the middle of that. It reminds me of Tron when he's, you know, at the beginning with Clue. Can we merge with this? And, you know, you just can't really just jump into that because you'll get run over. And again, that's why I couldn't stop and check Twitter. Did not want to stop in the middle of traffic. And see, lots of doctors, lots of Deadpools.
Yeah, there were a lot of Deadpools. And Harley Quinn, too.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing that one couple that was Deadpool and Harley Quinn.
Yeah. And someone had... Someone had a booth, and that was a picture they had drawn of both of them. Oh, yeah, I think it was...
Did you see the cosplayers, though?
Yeah, I saw the cosplayers. Okay. But it was just weird seeing one of the prints somebody had done with Deadpool and Harley, and they're all over the place. And they had pretty good costumes. I saw a couple of them that weren't all that great, but they attempted it, so it was cool. But yeah, definitely a lot of Harleys with the hammer. How many hammers do you think? Just as many Harleys?
Almost as many Harleys as different hammers as well. Almost every single Harley had a hammer.
And then there was a lot of those anime people with the giant swords. I don't know anything about that. It's got to be, I don't know. I don't know the names of those animes, but... They have the gigantic swords, and I saw a lot of those. A lot of Star Wars people. A lot of Han Solos. Not as many Leias.
I only saw one Leia.
I did see
a slave Leia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
one
only
kind of
one.
Hard to miss.
Over by the refreshment area, right?
Yeah. I think that's where we saw the Sonic, too. Someone in an awesome Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, see, I thought the exact same thing when you said a Sonic before. I was
thinking Sonic, screw.
Yeah.
But now, it was kind of weird, though, because he was getting something to eat, and he was holding the Sonic head, and it just kind of throws
you
off.
He was decapitated.
Yeah, like he's holding his own head. I felt like I was going to be a little kid crying, hey, killed Sonic.
It's been trimmed. He's not a hedge anymore. Now he's a bush. I don't know.
There was someone walking around in the prototype armor of Boba Fett. I did tweet that out. And again, I'm at that fracking cat. You can probably see it there. But that was an awesome cause. I didn't see any other Boba Fett.
I saw probably 5 Boba Fetts.
And that good of a quality costume? I saw a lot of shirts, a lot of attempts.
No, I saw a lot of, or 5, like, actual costumes.
Oh, okay. Well, I just saw the one.
Some more intricate than others, but...
But this one in the white prototype armor was awesome. He was really good. And there was a lot of stormtroopers.
That I didn't see too many of.
A lot of them were in black armor, even like the one with the scout troopers. I saw one of those, and they were set up real good because they had the speaker system in their helmets.
Oh yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Again, by the
food court.
Because they stopped to take a couple of pictures with people, and you could hear them talking through it. And I was like,
well,
yeah,
they were
pretty awesome.
They were in line in front of us too.
Oh, okay.
I think. Or behind us. I don't remember. There's so much to take in. I know. Oh my God.
Overwhelming, especially for someone who's never been to a con.
Yeah, this was our first experience and
you got utterly speechless. Boom, I'm bringing it up now.
Okay. All right.
So we were walking past these tables with different actors and things.
Yeah, and we saw Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. He played Apollo in the original series, and then Tom Zarek in the, was it 2005 reboot?
Yeah, he played, wasn't he at one point the president or vice president when they had the vote on Battlestar Galactica?
He was actually the president for a little bit, and then he relinquished it immediately.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
I remember it to start off with.
But yeah, just seeing him and
didn't even see him. I was looking somewhere else, and you were like, look. And you were whispering, and I don't know why you were whispering. There was like
because I was like, oh my God,
it's going on at once.
It's Richard Hatch. I can't think of anything intelligent to say to him.
Well, that wasn't going to be the end of that either. I'm glad you got that part out before you went and the corner.
Yeah, I just kind of figured like, okay, I'll walk around, see other people, and maybe I'll think of something to say.
I think I caught a picture of him kind of like walking past because he was like dressed in a camouflage jacket and he had shades on. So, yeah, unless you were actually knew who it was, he was kind of hard to spot. That's why I didn't notice him at first.
Well, no, he was sitting at his booth.
Well, yeah, I mean, he had a sign up with Richard Hatch. Oh, okay, I know who that is now. And he was right next to the original Apollo.
Yeah. He was Apollo. Boomer.
Boomer, yeah.
I'm
didn't look very happy, though.
No, he didn't.
He looked like he was over there brooding. I was like, I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah. I got the exact same feeling, like almost like he didn't want to be. Yes, thank you.
I did see someone wearing a shirt that said that on it, and I tried to point that out to you.
Yeah, I never even ended up seeing that. You were like, oh yeah, he's over, and you described it, and I just kind of looked and.
Well, he was at the register, and the clerk in front of was kind of.
He's the guy that someone else ended up walking in front of, and that's why I couldn't see it, right? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oddly enough, he was being... Your view was obscured by a clerk.
Yeah, the view was askew.
Nice. So we went around the corner, and we were looking
After seeing Richard Hatch, you know, figuring, all right, just walk around, I'll figure out something to say.
There were Power Rangers. Did you see all the... I don't even know who those Power Rangers were.
Kitty, my mind is so blank right now because after we walked around the corner, there was such a lovely tribute to Christopher Reeve.
Yeah. And then right across the table from that, that's when you kind of froze and you... I didn't tweet it, but I was going to tweet that you just fangasmed everywhere. And you shut up. You were talking, and then you just shut up. And I was like, and I saw her. I saw who we talk about lighting up and then just freezing, and you just turned your back. And
I couldn't even look at her.
It's like, it's Lois Lane sitting over there.
It was Margot Kidder.
I didn't know what you were going to do. I thought you were going to pass out or something. It's like, dude, this Margot Kidder. You know what you mean?
I thought I was going to have problems thinking of something to say to...
Oh, I wish you would have gone over there. Someone call the security.
Well, she was already talking to other people, and I didn't want to just, like, walk up and just be... Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah, blah, blah. It's you. You.
And you pass out. Can you read my mind?
I knew that. I asked you later if that's what you were thinking.
I know I wasn't. I couldn't come up with anything clever. My mind just went completely blank, and I was just completely in awe, you know, to my left. This amazing tribute to Christopher Reeve. And to my right is Margot Kidder, Lois Lane, the first Lois Lane I remember from
Superman the movie.
From my, well, not just Superman the movie, you know.
Superman 2.
Yes. Thank you, Captain Obvious. But think of...
it's funny to watch you just kind of... get all flustered now.
Multiple people have played the role of Superman. And when I think of Superman, I think of Christopher Reeve. He is my Superman.
Yeah, mine too.
And Margot Kidder is my Lois Lane. Although, agreed. Mega props to Erica Durance in Smallville. Absolutely loved her too. And this is just, she... portrayed an iconic character that I didn't know. Like, oh my god, it's happening again.
You clammed up and it was so funny. I was just, I would say that I wish I had something to record that moment. It would have had to been video because there was no audio to record. There was not even a little yeah, like that. There was no little squeak or anything that came out of your mouth. You clammed up and you turned around. You couldn't even look at her. What did Lois Lane ever do to you? You turn your back on her.
No, it's...
Kid, look at her. She'll see me staring at her.
Yes! That's what I was talking about. There were so...
Well, that's what she was there for, to look at and say hi or something.
There were almost no thoughts. It was just total deer in the headlights. I mean, I just, everything was flooding to my mind, and I was thinking, you know, I was thinking about Superman the movie, and
it's just wrong, Jim.
In Smallville, Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder made appearances, and Christopher Reeve played Dr. Swan, and Margot Kidder was his assistant. And
oh, they were both in this,
yes,
same show?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't know that. I knew that he was in the show at some point. I remember reading. I've never seen it.
And then, you know, she'd come in and filled in some details with Clark later. And
oh, that's cool.
She identified herself as Dr. Swan's assistant. And
well, I know it's possible that we can go tomorrow. And if she's there, I'm going to make you go over and say hi to her.
Yeah, I really...
I really hope she's there.
Well, because I'm going to regret that. I'm going to regret having that moment. You know, someday I'm going to look back and just I should have just sucked it up. And even if I couldn't get anything out, just at least said, hi.
Hi, you're Lois Lane. I'm going to record that.
She just wanted her wedding dress back and so many other things.
Margaret Mary? Yeah. Or was it Mary Margaret?
I don't remember. But it was just overwhelming, really, is the only word that's coming to mind right now. There were so many thoughts and so many things to see and emotions. It all just turned to a sludge. It couldn't make sense of anything.
Words, you can't speak them.
No, it's like it's like the moment in The Man of Steel when Clark is getting used to his powers, you know, the vision, the X-ray vision and the super hearing, and he's just completely and totally overwhelmed by everything. It was so, so loud in there.
Yeah,
there were so many conversations going on, and you can hear every single one of them, and they all just coalesced into the most impressive din I have ever experienced.
What I liked about it was something that you mentioned afterwards, was everyone was happy. Everyone was in a good mood. No one was pissed off at one another. I mean, if you kind of bumped into somebody, oh, excuse me. Oh, it's no problem. Right?
Yeah.
They weren't like, what the hell are you doing bumping into me? Or, you know, just everyone was in a good mood.
Yeah. If you bumped into someone who's like, oh, hey, no worries. You know, like, great shirt or great costume. You know, yeah. Like, everyone was
I didn't mention
just
to a lady,
in a damn
that was a
good
nice hat. She had the Marty McFly 2015 hat on.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was in a great mood.
You got a tweet from Johnny. He said, Dean Cain is his Superman.
Yeah, I saw that. I ignored it.
And Marianne is right. You are still a fan, guys.
Yes, I am. Hi, Marianne. I we're going to see Marianne tomorrow. She's coming over for Easter. Yeah. we're going to try and go back to WonderCon before you come. So we may have more stories or lack thereof and just completely wide-eyed.
We'll be expecting things a little more this time.
Yeah. Oh. And I don't know why I'm taking the moment on the show, but I got something for you and Mickey. In fact, I think I actually kind of already talked about them. The dancing baby Groot is for Marianne and Baymax and Tadashi doing ba la 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 la. That was for Mickey. I thought of you guys when I saw that.
Spoilers.
What?
I said spoilers.
Yeah.
I didn't see a River Song.
Oh my God.
That's something I would have expected with all the doctors walking around.
Yeah. I don't remember. Well, but we only saw the first level of the one hall.
Yeah. I did not know that there was.
We were there for hours. And we only got to that one area. We didn't go upstairs for any of the panels. We didn't go into the arena. Didn't look to see if there were any of the other halls were open. But
there was one moment when we were looking at figures. With the pop vinyl figures. And just like a figures on a card. Like some, I think Avengers. Or just different Marvel and Star Wars figures. That's where we saw the Boba Fett. And you heard Wally's voice.
Oh my gosh, the Astromech droids. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
There was like
it's like astromech.net.
Oh, was that what it was? I didn't feel that.
They had remote control R2-D2s and a Wally and an Eva.
Yeah, I did I think I tweeted a video of that, like 15 seconds of it. I think I got some good audio with R2 beeping. They had a couple of R2s. The other ones, I don't know. The one was like an R5, I think, the red droid.
Yeah, something like that. I don't really know.
But there was a cool Wally.
Wally was so cute! And he kept it like he would. The little flaps on his on his eye socket things, you know, he would. That was able awesome to move them into everything. It just, oh my God, it was so great.
I don't think I tweeted a picture of that. I will. And then I think I got a little bit of video of that, but there was kind of a guy standing in front of me and he kind of got in half of the picture. So I don't know. I may tweet it anyway. What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell?
But it
Why
was
not?
Cool seeing him move around. The Eve was just kind of on a stand. I don't know if her head moved or anything, but I think she made noises. But the Wally was cool. I mean, it was like a real-life Wally.
And as soon as... Well, okay, when...
He even had the little roach on him.
Yeah. when my instant messenger comes on... Oh, I know what I can do.
What?
I can change the sound preferences so that it'll go through the mixer and I can actually just have it play. Oh. That is, if I can get this to open. Yeah, Yeah, let's see. Should be coming in on that one. So
yes, he had the tracks. I mean, it really looked like a real life Wally. It, you know, the eyes, the flaps moving.
Yeah, when I log on.
Yeah, I think that's what you
and
heard.
That's what. Oh, I got my audio up a lot. That's what I heard, and it was just
you perked up. Is that Wally? What?
Yeah, it was like a meerkat, just popping up like whoop. Oh, wait, what? I hear Wally. Where's Wally? Where's that coming from? And then I hear Eva. I'm like, oh, it's on the other side. Gotta go. Sorry.
Yeah, but where we were standing, they had that kind of like a cage where they hung up the figures, and there was right behind it like curtains. But I could peek through, and I saw R2. I was like, they've got an R2 over there. Then we heard Wally, and the hell with this. Stopped looking at the figures and went around, and there were, I think it was four droids, two R2s and the R5 and one of the black droids. I don't know which, I can't remember the name of that one.
Me either.
But then they had the Wally and the Eve. So we looked at that for a little bit. What was the other thing I was going to bring up? I don't know. I forget. I'll remember it again.
Fair bit of Star Trek stuff. Oh my God! Did you see the guy cosplaying as Spock?
The tall
really
guy?
Tall guy.
Dude was like 7 foot tall.
Holy crap!
This is the first time I had to actually look up to somebody. Because I always feel like I'm like a Gandalf in Hobbiton. Every time I go somewhere, I'm always looking down on everybody.
Yeah, exactly. This That's exactly what you're doing. You're looking down on everyone.
Holy shit, that's a tall-ass Vulcan. Looks like Spock. But I guess he does that in Vegas. I did see a booth that had his picture on it when we
Oh, really?
Yeah. We walked past him, and I saw the booth, and it was like Vegas Spock. But yeah, he looked like kind of like Nimoy. Only 7 foot tall. He had
it was
the dress uniform on, the red one. Yeah.
It was incredibly detailed too.
And then there was another detailed
even in his makeup too.
Yeah.
He even had like the age spots that Spock had.
Yeah, I mean he didn't look like a Star Trek 2009 Spock. He looked like Star Trek 4, 5, that era of Spock.
Yeah, like Voyage Home when he finally dons the uniform at the trial.
Yeah. So, looked cool. And then we saw the booth with the screen makeup artists.
Oh my gosh, with Apocalypse?
Yeah.
Holy crap! That was insane!
That was some artwork there.
They were live applying it. And they were starting on Poison Ivy as well.
Yeah.
But with Apocalypse, they were just finishing him. And as soon as they finished, he just busted out into character.
Walked out into the crowd.
Gave an epic speech.
Yeah, I think I got a picture of that. I have to check my pictures, but I think I got one. And
at the end of his speech, I thought it was really cool because he's just going through it and now let's take some pictures.
And a little girl walked up to him.
That
was awesome. He was so mean, and then just this little girl walked up to him, and he was like, oh. He didn't yell or scream at her or anything. I would have laughed, but that would have been mean. She would have run off crying. But that was kind of nice. This little girl walked up to him, and he just kind of looked down at her. Picture time.
Oh wow, yeah, they're. Really don't know.
There are a lot of people with the steampunk. Not a whole bunch, but there were a few of them.
Yeah, there were some really good ones. Yeah. I saw a steampunk Batman.
Yeah, when we first walked in.
I didn't see him when we first walked in, but yeah, he had the bat symbol in his glasses.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We did see the same guy.
Oh, it was.
I wish I'd have got a picture of him. He was cool.
I didn't really take pictures of anyone. I was.
I was getting pictures.
I was in a daze.
I think I didn't get as much video as I wanted, but again, you know, it was hard to just.
Did you see Snow White and Ariel?
I saw the Snow White.
Oh, wow.
I think I was there when she passed. Yeah. By the food court.
Yep, by the food court.
I didn't see the Ariel.
She was with Snow White when they went walking by.
Oh, okay. I just noticed the Snow White then.
Perfect replica dresses, their makeup and
when I
wigs.
Think of Ariel, I think of mermaid Ariel. I know she was on feet.
This was with the white wedding dress.
Oh, okay.
That she wore.
It's been forever since I've seen Little Mermaid. I saw it in theaters when it came out. That was the last time I watched it.
Oh, wow. Damn. Okay.
That has been a long time. I need to watch that one again. Anyway, a few Disney people. No, I don't think I mentioned.
You saw Darkwing. Oh, wait, what?
A lot of Martys and Doc Browns. Not as many Doc Browns, but there were a lot of Marty McFlys, which was cool. And a Dalek that was rolling around playing dance music.
Oh, my God. That Dalek was insane. It was, what, like 5 feet tall?
Yeah. It had a little platform that has the arms, the plunger.
Okay.
It had
yeah, I was gonna say the plunger or the whisk.
Yeah, it had the it had a TARDIS on it, a little TARDIS that it was rolling around with, plus the some kind of digital readout on it, and it was playing music, just kind of rolling along and playing dance music. I thought that was kind of cool. I started to get video of that, but it wasn't. It wasn't.
You sent me a picture of it, and then we saw going by again. Yeah. Again by the food court. Everything happened by the food court.
Yeah. One of the times we saw the fourth doctor. That guy was good. I saw him all over the place. I saw a few others, but he was really good.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. I saw him quite a few times as well.
He's the one I saw in the shirt place that you were at. About an hour before we left. And
oh, my gosh, all those shirts. I was so overwhelmed by the shirts. I couldn't decide which one I wanted. So I didn't end up getting any of them.
Shirts, hoodies. Wow.
Oh, the Rebel X-Wing pilot jacket. Oh, my gosh. If they had had that in the medium, I would have bought that. No questions asked. It was so awesome. It wasn't your typical hoodie. It wasn't made from cotton. It actually looked like it was made from canvas.
Oh yeah, I wasn't that close to it. I know you saw one, like, what was it, the Superman one?
Oh yeah, the Superman one. Yeah.
But at the bottom, it had kind of like a. I'm not gonna say iron on, but kind of paint plasticky.
Yeah.
The bottom.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know what
it was printed on. It was an applique.
You said it the first time, or it would have been washed. That would have cracked. And
no, not the first time, but it's a hoodie I would have destroyed. And you can't destroy a Superman hoodie. That's just wrong. So I couldn't. In good faith.
Yeah.
Oh. Get that one.
You really
just wasn't the right material for it.
When we first got in there.
Oh my gosh. Well, because I was in a weird, rotten, almost angry mood.
Seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
right before that?
Well, because the tripod got all screwed up and that pissed me off. there's some kind of locking bolt on the inside that got out of place, and now it can't close the tripod. And my dad was fiddling with it. Yeah, you know, told him to feel free to do it, but he kept messing with it and commenting on it, and all the situation was doing was just pissing me off even more. I got to the point where I just wanted to take a baseball bat to the tripod and destroy it beyond any hope of recognition or repair. Just because that would... Okay, now it's destroyed beyond hope. I can stop being pissed about this. But... Yeah, so we ended up going for a walk, and then that gust of wind caused that palm leaf to smack me in the face. I was seriously ready to punch a freaking tree.
That would have been fun to watch. You probably would have broke every bone in your hand.
Closer to your goddamn mic.
Don't get pissy seeps. Remember... You got into a
no. I'm reliving the moment. That way, when I tell the story,
well,
about the
I yelled
little
at the
girl.
Tree for you. I told it to leave you alone. So,
yes,
you kind of giggled
yes.
at that.
Yeah, but I missed it the first time.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, you missed it. Wait, what? I told it to leave you alone. See, oh, I don't have the soundboard up.
When we got there, we kept running into a lot of people who were dressed up. But when two people were walking out when we were walking in, and it was Superman and Wonder Woman,
and oh my God, they were way too beautiful. They were just like the prettiest people ever.
Yeah.
I mean, is she
and Wonder Woman.
We were looking at Diana of the mascara. It's just perfect Amazonian woman. She had the height,
yes,
the build. She had very appropriate muscle definition. Her makeup was done just perfectly. It's a very, very high-end Wonder Woman costume that she was wearing, the red boots. Oh my gosh. It was just amazing. And then there she is next to this strapping Superman, who the only complaint I could possibly have is that he didn't dye his hair black.
He didn't have enough curl in the, in the curl.
Yeah, his hair was a little off, but again, the perfect build, especially
really
for
wasn't
the suit.
In the hair that much. I saw the rest of Supes.
Yeah, especially for the suit that he was wearing. They were just great. And after seeing them, just walked by like, okay, all right, Pissy Siebes is gone. I'm happy again. There, you know, this is good. We're not even inside. We don't even have our badges yet, and already happy. But then, as we were walking in, we saw a family leaving, and the cutest little bat girl was with them. She was so adorable, and she was just so happy, and. Just seeing her talk to her mom as she walked by with the biggest smile on her face, it just absolutely melted my heart. What a wonderful day.
Agreed.
Absolutely wonderful day. Oh, and I am officially pooped.
That was a lot to take in. You know, it was a lot of walking and just a lot of visual, just everywhere.
Visual, auditory, yeah. Olfactory.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, yeah. Oh, there were some smells.
Really?
Not all of them pleasant.
Oh. Yeah, I heard about that. That was one thing I didn't have to worry about because I can't smell anything. So I guess I avoided something.
Don't worry, it'll sniff you out. Oh, wow. There were some good... remember in that Hot Wheels booth, the Batman 66?
Yeah.
Hey, keep talking. I got to check something.
Okay. Yeah, there were different versions of Batmobile. You all right there?
Yep.
Yeah. Some of them were just Batmobiles that were either fan-made. Oh, that's what it looked like. That replica.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, that one just didn't look right. I mean, it looked like that model, but I don't know about the back. It didn't have the rocket booster, the atomic engines on it.
I didn't look at it that closely, but I remembered that the Batman 66 complete television series, the collector set, came with Hot Wheels Batmobile replica.
Now, does that come out of there?
Say what?
Does that come out of there?
Yeah.
The plastic?
Yeah.
Because I knew that you liked, you know, I kind of like that one too, but you like it. And when I looked at it closer, it just didn't seem like the back end of it was, well, you don't have to open it if you don't have to. I just see
it's
that
got
part.
It right. Yeah, it's got the.
See, the one that I was looking at had some kind of fin on the back of it. And I was like, that doesn't look right. Even though it was a Hot Wheels, you know, a brand, it just didn't look right. So like the other, they did have the tumbler and even the bat. Still want to call it the bat wing. But that sounds wrong. I always think of waiting.
Oh, I don't that ain't right.
It wasn't right to look at the bat wing either. You get kicked for that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's better than the goat.
Okay, fair enough.
The goat, you bastard.
Raphael just sent a tweet. At Movie Nights Pod just tuned in and they talk about smelling stuff. Okay, then.
It's okay, Raphael. Oh, I did see a few Ninja Turtle things. And
yes.
I always pointed out Raphael.
Yes. That first guy that we stopped and saw that did the Boba Fett, he had a couple of cool Ninja Turtle things next to it. You know, the guy with the Stormtrooper coasters?
I guess I missed that one.
No, you were there because I showed you. It was the Boba Fett with the standing on top of all of the helmets of stormtroopers, and he's actually carrying two lightsabers, which was a little weird.
By the artist in? Artist Alley?
Yeah, when we first walked in. That was the first place that we stopped. It was right before the three of us got separated, or well, oh, before okay. You yeah, saw yeah. Something shiny.
Now I remember, because right after that you showed me the thing with the cats. Jenny Park. Yeah,
because I've seen her stuff. I think Trent had some of it at Death Ray, but I know that I've seen it over at Geeky Mama's at the Garden Walk.
I don't know where the Garden Walk is. But, yeah.
Have I taken you? I don't know if I've taken you there yet.
No, I haven't.
That's where California Pizza Kitchen is. And
I know where that's at, but I haven't been there. I pass it, but I've never been there.
I haven't taken you to that theater yet?
No.
That's the Comfy Chair Theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, we got to go there.
Okay.
Like now. Let's go.
Okay,
let's go.
Goodbye. No.
All right, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, not
okay.
Yet.
Okay.
But she had all the cats. They were in, you know, like Star Wars cats.
Yeah, like Han Solo, but a cat. And Boba Fett, but a cat.
Even with the helmet, he had the
And
the
then
cat
there ears. Was Bat Cat.
Bane.
And Bane. And it was The Fur Rises. It was really awesome. But... Yeah, I've seen her work over at Geeky Mamas. It's this store dedicated to female geeks over at the Garden Walk. Oh, that's right. Are you sure you weren't there when I took Marianne and Mickey? Oh, wait, yeah, I'm talking to you, and I look over, and you're not even sitting at your microphone. Okay. He didn't even tell me he was leaving. I wasn't paying any attention.
The Disney lot, or land, or town, or whatever that is?
It's across from Disneyland.
No, but yeah. I do know the area you're talking about, because I do pass the...
Remember when you came here at... You came here in 2010.
Oh.
And
yeah, I don't remember much of that.
It was right after XB and I broke up, and I was there was that what the hell is the name of it? Like extended stay type hotel that I was living in at that point.
I don't know.
For like the month and a half that I was in there.
No.
That's right by the Garden Walk. In fact, I think we went to one of the restaurants there when you were out here.
We went to the Mexican food restaurant.
We went to Mexicasa, yeah. Oh, right. And then we spent the time over at the bar.
And then we went to Smod Castle. That's when we went to Smod
Castle.
Yeah,
that was awesome. That was awesome. And we had Taco Bell that night.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right before, because we were there early. I forgot about that. We walked past that... Army Navy store, and I kind of paused.
Yeah, the surplus store. Yeah,
yeah. There's some of that I don't remember. It was a weird time. But.
Dude, we've done a lot of stuff together.
Yeah,
we've gone on many adventures. This is cool.
Yeah, definitely had a lot going on since I've been out here. So, even though it doesn't seem like we've gone too many places, we actually have. I mean, gone to a lot of places that we've talked about. Vegas.
Yes. Vegas was good.
Recorded a show on the... Well, kind of recorded something on the road.
Yeah, that was interesting.
So, yeah, we've actually done quite a bit. Probably have a lot more planned, too.
We do?
I think so.
I mean... I know that we've got at least something else planned, but...
This one was kind of, well, it wasn't unexpected, but I don't think we were intended to talk about it as much as we did, but yeah, just a lot happened. And again, you told me about it this week, and I was like, wait, that's this week?
Yeah.
I thought it was like in the middle of April.
Oh, and it was so, oh my God, this week was so busy because, well, my family was in town, so I was trying to make as much time as I could with them, and then I went out with Jessica on Wednesday night, and just had a lot going on this week.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna need a month just to process everything that happened this week. It's I worked a fair bit, spent a lot of time with family, WonderCon, went to the Ducks game. Oh my God, the Ducks game. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah,
saw them clench the Pacific Division. That was cool.
Who were
they
playing? Awesome.
They kicked the crap out of the Oilers.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hashtag no sex for Johnny. See, I call going to a hockey game getting pucked. So I was getting pucked while watching the reason why Johnny wasn't getting... Never mind.
Oh, that's wrong, Raphael. He just sent a tweet. Maybe you should treat me to first to a nice dinner and some baby cake for dessert. Bastard.
Yeah, you're really not going to be happy with him. Do you know why?
Did he send you something?
No.
He did, didn't he?
No.
Okay. Yeah, what was it? Oh, you people suck. I mean, I don't know who that is.
It's the narcoleptic son of Darth Vader. How long is this? Okay.
From what I heard, probably about 10 minutes.
Oh. Now, I do need to, Raphael, I do need to remind you of something. If you're going to continue to give him grief over falling asleep on your show.
Never happened.
And need I remind you that not only did he fall asleep on your show, but he spent so much time talking to you and exhausted himself so much that he slept through our show that same night.
I don't
know why, but yeah.
I see no proof of that. I don't think.
I was banging on your door. You know, like, wake up, kitty. And that, see.
I do not recall that.
That was recent enough. It was after you moved in. But yeah. Kitty slept through our show.
I do not recall this.
Just because you don't recall it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
I think it does mean it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Keep telling yourself that.
See, that could be any noise. Anything.
I heard it live.
That could have been like Raphael and R2 making up noises with recordings.
I heard it live. In fact, they asked me to wake you up at some point because they wanted to finish recording.
I don't know what you're talking about. You can't trust people from Finland. Speaking of that, the show that of theirs, We Are Not Here to Please You, that dropped last Monday. I was on that one. I was awake, too. Not that I would ever fall asleep on a show that I was guesting on. That would never happen.
Oh, we just got a tweet from Johnny.
Oh, sure.
Hashtag no sugar tonight. Oh, and then also cat naps up in this motherfucker at that fracking cat. Don't need to apologize for shit at Movie Nights Pod.
Word, Johnny, word.
And Raphael says he's laughing way too hard right now, and the snoring was like 15 minutes. Do I need to release the uncensored full-length clip? No, I don't think so.
No apologies, no regrets. Again, I don't think this ever happened.
It did, Kitty. Just accept it. You retired. Kitty was working hard.
Kitty was in a new place. And I was trying to keep quiet.
That was the day that you set up your blanket fort and fell asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. An idea that you stole from the Netheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Will had a good idea. You know, blanket fort, and I just got too comfortable and. Beaker.
Oh my god, yeah, Beaker. Yes.
I had a puppet Beaker.
Dressed as the Fourth Doctor. Did you notice that?
Yeah, yeah. It had the scarf and everything.
Yeah.
And the head would pop up and me, 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 me.
Yeah, it was so cute.
Only mentioned it because I made fun of you the one time for something. Oh, some kind of whining seams moment. And you're me, 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 me. And we get a Beaker moment. It's a Beaker.
And when I reacted, the lady turned and Beaker came to life and responded to my reaction. It was really cute. Oh,
it was just for. Well, I want to say this is the first con I've ever been to. I went to in 2011. I went to a web comics expo, but it was just kind of like a. Kind of a big dining hall or like a, you know, maybe the size of a gymnasium. So it wasn't that big. It just had tables all around the perimeter of the walls and some in the middle. So it wasn't anything like this. I mean, there were some people that were kind of dressed up, but no, nothing like today. So this was actually the first comic book con I've ever been to. So, I mean, the only thing I can take from the, comic strip expo thing, a web comic expo, was I got to meet James O'Barr. And at the time, I didn't know who it was. So, and I think I've got a picture of it. I don't know if I tweeted it, but at the near the end of that expo that night, they were doing people were doing drawings or paintings, and they were auctioning them off. And he did, in like 45 minutes, he did an awesome Deckard poster, you know, from Blade Runner.
Uh-huh.
And I did ask him if I could take a picture of it. Somebody else got, I was going to bid on it, and I should have, because it was awesome. And it ended up going for like $100 or something. But, you know, I'll probably see if it's somewhere and take a picture, tweet it out or something. But that's the only thing I got from that. But this, just, it was just, it was kind of insane. But a good insane, if there is a good insane.
Oh, there's a good insane.
Okay, very good.
And it was today.
I hope it was a good insane, because there were a lot of jokers in there.
Yeah, there were. Oh, Kitty, is it time?
I think so. We didn't watch a movie yet. We didn't have time. We'll probably...
I actually already thought ahead and named the file WonderCon 2015. So I kind of already acknowledged...
Okay.
That we don't really have a flick pick for this week.
Yeah, I think we were going to try to watch like a comic book related movie.
And instead we just got an entire convention.
Yeah. So that happened. And it was cool. We saw Ghostbusters.
Yeah. And I said goodbye to my aunt and uncle and my cousins. One of which is Vinny. I do indeed have a cousin, Vinny.
Well, if I ever get in trouble, I guess I'll probably call him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll probably say, like, I don't know you. Click. Damn it. But I'm in jail. Don't know you. Click. Poop.
Just find some lady that knows a lot about cars. It'll all be good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What you're saying now?
Yep.
I got a tweet from Johnny.
Oh, yeah?
He said, I wasn't snoring. I was purring. Totally different. Right on, Johnny. See?
All right. All right.
I got my back.
Yep.
Word, bro.
I have to... I'll give him that one. And that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
As always, that's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in Overcast, iTunes, Stitcher...
iTunes?
I said iTunes, okay. But I went out of order and I don't have notes up. iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
Yeah, we usually try to go on at 9 p.m. Pacific. We were a little late this week because of... You
know, because of hockey.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, no, we were eating dinner and we decided not to rush And then hockey, and then the Kings won.
Yeah, yay Kings, whatever. Go Ducks.
Oh, go Ducks indeed. Quack, quack. But, yeah. We got close to, we shifted our time back to 9:30, and we got close to that-ish.
Yeah, close enough.
Ish. Very ish.
Close enough-ish?
Close enough-ish.
Okay. And the live stream is always on midnightmovienights.com.
Yep, and that's where you can find the live stream.
Yeah.
And if you're listening live, you already know that. I'm so tired.
I'm so fucking tired. Can't stop talking about it.
Something about on Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, you can send us an email to Midnight Movie Nights, or yeah. Oh god, I just completely blanked. It's contact@midnightmovienights.com. There we go.
I'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven
for the logo.
And at Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock for our theme, our rockin' theme, and at DC Cantel for the segment intros, which we didn't get to again, but We still like to thank it. And
which one do you want to hear now? Since we didn't get to them. Yeah. You brought it up, so this is our opportunity. Like, which one do you miss the most? Which one should we play?
You know the one I love the most. Science fiction.
Yeah.
Okay.
We played that last week, though.
Oh.
You still miss it?
Yeah,
I mean, because you can reach over and hit the board anytime you want. It's right here.
Pow.
No, not that kind of hit.
All right, since we played the science fiction one, how about Flick Pick?
Flick Pick?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we did also play that last week as well, remember? With the kind of awkward throw to it.
Yeah.
Because, wait, what is this?
The Flick Pick.
But if we're playing that, then we should have a flick pick. What are we going to watch?
Superman? You know, Margot Kidder's in that.
Yeah. And Marianne says, science F star 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 king fliction.
And I'd like to thank everyone for listening.
Yeah, and Marianne and Jessica and Johnny and Raphael and Ryan, even though he's not listening, he flat out says, I'm not listening, but I agree with Team White Trash. But thank you, everyone, for playing along live on Twitter. It's very awesome. And we do have a new follower, which I closed that screen. Oh, yeah, yeah. Amira. Ooh, I don't know how to say that. El Shazi? Cool. Very cool. Thank you for following us. And thank all of you for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Kitty.
Yeah.
Let's go watch a movie.
Talking's hard.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Night.
Things to talk about.
Yeah, a couple of things to bring up.
Like how you almost went to jail.
Yeah, and I would have had to call your cousin Vinny. But no, I really felt just so bad. I mean, we were looking at this art supply place, and earlier when we had first gotten there, they had these sketchbooks, and I bought one. And then on the way out, we went through there, and I looked at this pencil extender. I mean, when you...
Well, not just that. There was that arm, the armadillo. It was a wraparound sleeve that you could store pencils and markers and pens and erasers and everything. It was really cool.
Yeah. I'm thinking about that for tomorrow, if we go tomorrow, because we have the 3-day pass.
Yeah.
So, I picked that up and I was looking at it and, you know, oh, it's when you have pencils that, you know, you've sharpened them so far and then you've got like this 2 or 3 inch pencil you can barely hold on to. You can stick it in this little pencil extender and, you know, it's like having a full pencil again. But then I was looking for those non-photo blue pencils that I sketch with you know, right before I pencil anything. But they didn't have any. So we were going to leave, and I asked them if they had any more of those. And they said, well, you know, maybe tomorrow, you know, we only bring so much in, you know, on the floor with us in our booth. So, you know, if you're here tomorrow, then we'll probably have some, and we'll have, you know, we'll know to bring more of them, because I guess they sold out quick, which is understandable because they have a lot of artists in there that are sketching. So, yeah. But we were going, we left and we were looking at different artists at different tables. That's where you find the Code Monkey book. And then you stepped on this little bag of buttons.
Yeah.
And we didn't know who they belonged to. So we were kind of looking around, and you looked at the name on the bag, and you asked me if the book had any listing for that place, because we were going to take them back there and maybe somebody had dropped them and lost them. So I reached into the bag and I was holding on to this one thing in my hand, and I was like, why don't I have this in my bag? Because I was throwing everything in the bag, and it was a pencil extender. And I was like, holy shit. I walked away from that place with this and I didn't pay for it. And I freaked out. So we
but,
went back.
But he, folks, he, he did the honorable thing, and he marched his big kitty butt right back over there.
I got a big kitty butt? What?
Well, you're a big kitty and you have a butt.
Okay.
Therefore, big kitty butt.
All right. But I had big kitty feet. I didn't know my butt was big. But okay. Anyway.
I did not call your butt big. Okay, I just said that you have a big, or there is a big kitty butt.
Okay.
And it was marched right back over to the art supply warehouse based here in Anaheim. Or at least their location is. I don't know if it's a large corporation or what. But anyway, yeah, he went over and paid for it. I'm so proud of Kitty.
I didn't even tell him that I just walked away with it. I mean, yeah, I could have just walked out and, oh, look, free pencil extender. But, you know, I just couldn't do that.
Yeah. I did forget to bring up one thing in particular. At That Fracking Cat is a cat burglar, says Raphael Nowak from We Are Not Here to Please You.
Yeah, thanks, Raphael.
The last thing I want to bring up for tonight. There is an artist by the name of Albert Nguyen, and he did a wonderful tribute piece to the VJ Day in Times Square, the sailor kissing the nurse photo. Very, very iconic image.
Yeah, that's what you brought up last week about the statue that you saw with your family. The great big statue.
No, well, I brought that up on Getting Geeky.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, because that happened on Sunday and we recorded on Saturday. So I did not gaze into my crystal ball and look into the future to see that I would be spending time at the USS Midway and that there would be a gigantic statue depicting VJ Day in Times Square over there, and everyone looking up the skirt. Yes, yes. I brought this up on Getting Geeky on Tuesday. But it was really cool. Got to see that statue and everything among the many other tributes that were there. But this artist,
It's Han
Solo kissing Princess Leia.
Kind of
with the Millennium Falcon in the back. Chewbacca's off to the right. Lando, C-3PO.
Lobot,
yeah.
It's like R2-D2,
they're all there. They had landed in Cloud City. And the sun in the background. It's just
absolutely
amazing.
These were prints, but this one is on metal.
Yeah, it's a 11 by 17 on metal, and he signed it, and it's
what's
just
cool about
fracking
it is
amazing.
The sunset is when the light hits it right, it just the whole thing shines.
It's
awesome.
Yeah, I have no idea where I'm going to hang this. I don't know if this is going into my office at work or
to frame it and mat it maybe. But
yeah. What a day. What a day.